We feel like, you know, we're a great offense and we have great, you know, players all around the board. So, you know, whatever it's called and whatever we practice and stuff like that, that's what we have to execute because we have those type of players to do that. So I wouldn't generalize that.
Is it partly what defenses are giving you guys the passing game? They're taking other things away and it's been prolific lately, passing wise?
I feel like we have a prolific offense in general, you know. So the defense gives us what they give us. We game plan for it, and you know that's how the game goes.
Is it 880 some yards? I think Golden's right around that same. What would it mean for you guys to have 2,000 yard receivers?
It'd be solid. It'd be real solid, you know. All we do, that's the thing is, you know, me and GT haven't talked about that one time, you know, just because you know our thing is to go out there and work, and if we go out there keep doing what we're gonna do, then you know, then it's gonna weigh itself out. It'll be dope.
Were you and AJ a part of a duo like this ever in Cincy? Did you reach those like numbers? Though, I guess.
Me and AJ. I think we were the first in Cincy history to go 10 plus. To both have 10 plus touchdowns. So yeah.
What is the drawback to if you guys just became predominantly through the ball? I mean, if you went away from the running game, like you seemed to do a little bit last week.
I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, yeah, it would be great if we just, we need balance, you know, and that's what we go out there and do, because we, like I said, we feel like we have the players to do what we want to do, you know, and, so whatever is given to us, and that's what we'll do.
Is there, even when you're not throwing the ball well, I mean, is it the threat of the run, is that enough to be balanced, you know, if you guys are attempting to run, I guess.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a game, you know. So it's either you're gonna run or you're gonna pass. The defense are gonna go up and play the run, or they're gonna you know drop back and play the pass. So it's simple as that. But all we need to do is to continue to you know to work and grind and give what the defense takes us. You know?
Do you feel like though, that the offense maybe clicks more when Stafford just drops back and starts slinging that thing? I mean, it seems like that's when the offense really finds its stride, I guess.
I mean, there's a lot of times where you know he could you know he drafts back and he slings it, and there's times where we've had success with you know multiple backs running the football. Like I said, this is not for me to go and critique. You know, it's up to us to go out there and whatever is there for us to do, then we do it. So
the numbers would suggest against a Bears defense that ranks ninth against the pass, it might be a little bit more difficult this week.
Yeah.
Passing the ball. How much have you seen from them? I mean, they've gotten a little bit better since you've seen them the first time.
They're a good defense. They're always, you know, they're always, you know, they always work hard. You know, they flow well. And, yeah, we just continue to look at the film and execute what we have to do. It's not about them, trust me.
Marvin, if you're a good throwing team, even with your running back out of the backfield, why not throw the ball? Why not strut, do what you do best?
He just, I just answered that.
What'd you say?
I got you, Mike. I'll send you.
Yeah, late. Yeah, showing up late, man.
This past game, that was the first time in 2 years that Stafford hasn't been sacked. I mean, 44 dropbacks to have that kind of pass protection. What does that open up for you guys with what you're trying to do down the field?
Oh, I mean, obviously you could do a lot, you know, and I tip my hats off, you know, to them. Dropping back that many times and not getting any sacks. That's what we feel like we have, you know, in our players, you know, and you know, as much as we could do that, I mean, it'd be great, you know. So yeah, I mean, we just gotta keep executing. So.
Any thoughts on the NFL's concussion call? I mean,
no, I don't have any thoughts on that.